You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
We continue, we've been preaching on the gospel according to John. Because we have this thought. We wish that our brothers and sisters shall read the Bible real carefully.
A
lot of times after we read the Bible, it becomes alive and feed us.
And
then it makes us even more desire, more hungry for the word. But a lot of times if the word does not really open to us, then we feel it's boring.
那么怎么办呢?
Then what shall we do?
这是一个循环的情形。
And this is a cycle. So every week we come before the Lord.
我希望我能达成一个任务。
And I wish I can accomplish this purpose.
就是借着圣经里的交通。
It's through the fellowship in the Word.
鼓励弟兄姊妹们继续不断地读圣经。
I can encourage you to continue reading the Bible.
也许因为我在主的面前
Maybe because I really love to read the Bible.
也能影响弟兄姊妹们多读一点。
Maybe I can influence you to read more of your word.
若是这个礼拜我读圣经读不出什么东西来。
Maybe this week if I did not really get much out of the Bible.
那我想弟兄姊妹们有相同的经历。
Maybe we all have the same experience.
那也不要紧。
That doesn't matter.
因为神的话仍然是供应，仍然是生命。
Because God's word still is our provision and still our life.
当我们按着圣经读下去的时候，他自己会照顾我们所有的需要。
If we just continuously according to the schedule and read on, and then it shall become our life.
并且一些本来我们以为好像没有什么意义，很肤浅、很表面的事情。
And sometimes when we read across some passage which doesn't look very ordinary.
当我们有一天读到某一句话的时候，忽然从前所有的知识都发生作用。
And sometimes when we come across just one phrase, and all our knowledge which accumulated before, and all of a sudden all put into use and can apply.
今天早晨，约翰福音第八章里面有一句话，一下叫我心跳跃起来。
This morning, the chapter 8 of the book of John, touched me, and it just suddenly made me jump.
这段话的背景当然是根据第七章来的。
Of course, it's a continuation from the chapter 7.
我说这句话，有些人读圣经时会知道，因为约翰福音第八章第一节到十一节，有人认为他不应该在那里。
And because if you really read the Bible, then you realize that in chapter 8, from verse 1 through 11, it really shouldn't be placed there. Some people think that passage shouldn't be placed in that part of the Bible.
但是因为有第七章的背景，当我读到第八章的时候，我相信是圣灵的意思把它摆在那里。
And but if you really have the background of the chapter 7, and I believe it is from the Holy Spirit that this portion was placed in that place.
第七章里面讲什么呢?
Now what did it say in chapter 7?
讲到有人要捉拿耶稣。
It's talking about somebody they want to want to arrest Jesus.
这个人是他们想要杀的人。
This is the one that they want to kill.
但是耶稣却在祝棚节的时候仍然到圣殿里面去教训人。
But still, in this time of tabernacle, Jesus still go up to the temple and teach people.
上一次我在这里讲到祝棚节的呼召，主说信我的人从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And last time I was talking about in the book of in tabernacle, then Jesus proclaimed that those who believe in him, they shall have a river of living water coming forth from their bosom.
我们已经讲过这是划时代的话。
And we know that's a proclamation that was really surpassed the time.
并且我们看见主耶稣在祝棚节来讲这篇信息是何等的合宜啊！
And also we realize how appropriate it is to have that message delivered on the time of tabernacle.
从旧约到新约都给我们看见，就是神要与人联合。
Because the tabernacle means the union of man and God.
神与人联合是借着什么呢？是借着圣灵。
Now through what? It's through the Holy Spirit.
那弟兄姊妹说，你读这些事情，什么事讲这些事情，我们都听过了，为什么再重复呢？
Now you say, why do you repeat this?
因为今天第八章那句话跟这些都有关系。
Because in the chapter 8 is all connected.
他们仍然继续要捉拿耶稣。
Because all these people still wanted to arrest him.
甚至差遣兵丁去捉拿。
Even send out the soldiers already.
可是他们去的时候发现耶稣这个人说话跟人家不一样。
But when the soldier got there and realized that Jesus speaks so differently from other people.
他们这些兵丁也有耳朵，虽然带着命令去的。
Those soldiers can verify, although they do have they have ears.
他们是带着使命要去捉拿耶稣的。
They were commissioned to go arrest Jesus.
可是听见耶稣讲的话，他们目瞪口呆。
But when they heard Jesus, what Jesus said, they were so so absorbed into the word.
从来没有人像他这样说话的。
Because nobody teaches like that.
所以他们就不好意思，没办法去捉拿耶稣。
So those soldiers feel kind of embarrassed and uneasy, so they really didn't, do the job.
他们回到那些差他们去的人中间。
And then they went back to the officers.
尼哥底母也起来为他们说话。
And even Nicodemus come up and spoke for him.
我们没有问过他本人，也没有问过他口供，就捉拿他。我们的律法有这样的规矩吗？
Because Nicodemus said that we never really heard the story from his own mouth. How can we arrest this man?
那些文士和祭司长说，你也是加利利出来的吧？
And those Pharisees and the script and told Nicodemus, well, you came out of Galilee too.
如果今天说这个话，就是会引起很大的问题了，这是 ethnic 的问题，种族问题是。
Well, if that kind of a remark was spoken out today, those people are politically incorrect.
所以这些话他们就用来攻击，对耶稣做人身攻击，也连带攻击尼哥底母。
Because they attack Jesus personally, and also they attack Nicodemus because they all come out from the same place.
不管怎么样，这段事情当时僵持下去，他们就没有办法捉拿耶稣。
Anyhow, it was so in such a controversy that Jesus was never arrested at that time.
所以第八章约翰福音第八章告诉我们说，于是个人都回家去了。
And so that it says that everybody just went to their own home.
我们一起来读一下去好不好？
Let's read on.
耶稣就往橄榄山去，清早又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。我们一起来读好不好？
Okay, let's read together.
文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫是被拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中，就对耶稣说。夫子，这妇人是正行淫之时被拿的。摩西在律法上吩咐我们，把这样的妇人用石头打死。你说该把她怎么样呢？他们说这话，乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。他们还是不住地问他。耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，就可以先拿石头打他。于是又弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。他们听见这话，就从老到少，一个一个都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。耶稣就直起腰来对他说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？他说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。这段圣经实在是非常好，我想可能是最常被传道人引用的一段圣经或者之一吧。
I mean, this is such a familiar passage. It's a wonderful passage. It was quoted very, very often.
我听见很多人传讲信息从这段圣经里面。
There's a lot of messages preached from this passage.
有些人说，这里有一些现成的信息说，平平安安的去吧，不要再犯罪。
Because this as a message is already already there saying that go in peace and sin no more.
这可以一篇非常对我们有帮助的信息，尤其对于还没有信主的人，教导我们知道主的赦免和平安。
And this can be so helpful, especially for those non-Christian, because that really assured us of His forgiveness of sins.
也有人说这里圣经有一句话没有翻出来，是很重要的。
And then there's some people mentioned that there's a part of a scripture that was not really translated, which is very important.
他们听见这话，就从老到少，一个一个都出去了。这第九节。
In the English Bible, it says very clearly that they heard it. They began to go out one by one, beginning with the older ones.
因为圣经里面这里翻译没有翻出来，因为他们良心受了责备。
Because they were their conscience is starting to accuse themselves.
这一个良心这个字在圣经里面第一次出现是在约翰福音第八章这里。
And this word conscience appear here is the very first time. appear in the New Testament.
所以圣经的教师拿到这些圣经非常的宝贝。
So the Bible teacher really hold on to this passage because this is a very precious, important one.
从这里看见良心的工作。
Because here we see the work of conscience.
看见良心怎么被神的话语、被耶稣的话所恢复了。
And we see how conscience was recovered by the word of Jesus, by the word of God.
你如果读词研究良心，你就不能不漏掉这段。
If you want to study the word conscience, then you cannot escape this passage.
说到这里，我就想起一位老朋友尤志浩弟兄。
Talk about this, I was reminded of an old friend, Joseph Yeo.
从前他在这里，我们一起读学习读词法。
When he was here many many years ago, we studied together the words.
Word study.
Word study.
等到他回到台湾，在台湾的有些教会里面侍奉。
And after he went back to Taiwan, he served in some of the churches in Taiwan.
他也带领团去。
And he led the fellowship group.
有一次他来到回到这里来做见证，他参加感恩节的见证。
Once he came back around the Thanksgiving time and joined us with the feast and give testimony.
他说周弟兄教我们读词法妙用无穷啊。
And he said, well, when Brother Chow told us how to do word study, it was very, very useful.
他说我回到台湾的时候也没有牧师，我们几个人怎么供应呢？
And at the time when I went back to Taiwan, we didn't have any pastor to teach us, and how do we, survive?
他就跟他太太两个人开始用读词法读出一件事情的真理来供应弟兄姊妹们。
So he and his wife, they just do word study together, and then, receive something from the Lord, and then give out to the brothers and sisters.
如果我记得不错的话，我们读的第一个词就是良心。
And if I don't remember it wrong, the very first word we study is the word conscience.
胡弟兄对不对？我们是不是读良心的字啊？记得哈。那么这里有这么宝贝的东西在里面。
And this is such a precious things that hidden in this passage.
但是这段圣经主要的内容是讲什么？
But the main thrust of this story, what is it?
这里有一段圣经第五节说，这些人这样记载，然后问主耶稣说。你看，你说该把它怎么样办呢？
But if you read verse 5, now in the law, Moses commanded us to do this and do that, then what do you say?
这也可以成为一篇信息的题目。
And that would be the topic of a sermon.
还不是最准确的题目。
It might not be the most precise topic.
第六节说，他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。
In verse 6, they go on, they were saying this, testing him, in order that they might have grounds for accusing him.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？这句话在这里跟前面第七章的思路是一直连贯下来的，因为他们要捉拿耶稣。现在他们说，既然没有听过他的口供，好，抓住他的把柄，就可以把他捉拿。
You see, this is really a continuation of chapter 7. Over there, they wanted to arrest him, but they couldn't. And here, they still want to do the same thing, so they are trying to get hold of a reason to accuse him.
大家同不同意？
Now,
这是不是这段圣经的重点，对不对？
So this is really the main point of this part of the scripture.
但是在我讲这些圣经之前，我再卖一个关子。
But before I go on, let me tell you something else.
有一句话摸着我的心，比这个圣经本文重点还要厉害。
This one phrase, one word that touched me even more so than what it says here.
是什么呢？
What is it?
就是第二节那里的话
is in verse 2.
他说清早他又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。
In verse 2, it's early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people were coming to him, and he sat down and began to teach them.
什么话抓住我的心？
Now, which part that really caught me?
这里圣经告诉我说，耶稣就坐下教训他们。
It says, he sat down.And began to teach them.
耶稣在这里继续教训他们。
And continuously, Jesus teaching them.
我就发现，在耶稣身上有一个特别的力量。
And we found out that there's a special force on Jesus.
你看，我们已经知道在这里的背景，一路上他们要捉拿他。
And we already know the background because all along the people wanted to arrest him.
可是耶稣竟然这么安详坐下来教训他们。
But then, can you imagine that Jesus still, in such peace, he still wants to sit down and teach them.
哎呀，这句话给我很大的安慰，很大的帮助。
And this really gave me a great comfort.
弟兄姊妹们，我们哪一个人没有难处的呢？
Now, we all have problems.
论到难处， 没有一个难处比耶稣更大。
But if we want to compare those the problems with Jesus, this is difficulties. Nobody has greater difficulties.
寻索他的命。
Because they want to arrest him and they want to kill him.
但是他对于神所托付给他的工作，他从来不单言。
But the work that the Lord, God, gave him, he will never, delay.
因为第七章里面我们一看见说耶稣在祝棚节里面到圣殿里去教训人。
Because in chapter 7, we see that in the tabernacle, that Jesus went to the temple and teach people.
他有许多的教训要教训。
And there's so many teachings that he had to give.
他说我的教训不是我自己的，是从父那里来的。
And he claimed that those teachings are not from himself, but from the Father.
弟兄姊妹们，我们自己遇见一点点难处的时候，就常常放弃我们的职守。
And when we come across the little problem, we, a lot of times we just give up what we are supposed to do. Give up our duties.
我有很多难处，我常常遇见各种难处。
And I have all kinds of problems.
我常常觉得想要放弃。
And a lot of times I want to give up.
并且我就是说，这些事情谁来照顾我的需要？
And I say, well, now who's going to take care of my needs?
我相信弟兄姊妹们在工作上面也是一样。
And I believe you all have the same experience in your work.
但是主在这里给我们做一个榜样。
But they're here, the Lord, Jesus gave us an example.
就是他知道什么是他最要紧的事情。
And he knows what is the most important thing, his very, very, his priority.
因为他这样忠心的仍然侍奉。
Because he served in such, so loyally.
他相信神负责他的责任。
And he believed that Jesus, that God is responsible for all his needs.
弟兄姊妹们，我把这个背景陪衬在这里，把这句话特别拿出来，就叫我自己得到了帮助。
And when I read through this, and when I take this out, and then it really helped me a lot.
我也希望弟兄姊妹们在这个例子里面看见主耶稣的榜样，而知道怎么样靠着主胜过你每天的难处。
And so I wish you also from this example of Jesus that we will learn of it and use it to overcome all our daily problems.
不错，我们有许多的难处。
Yes, indeed, we have a lot of problems.
但是还有主交给我们的工作，我们必须要做。
But there's still the work of the Lord that we need to do.
就叫我们一直不断的往前跟随上去。
And then we can just continue and just go on, press on to follow Him.
我刚才说，我希望做什么事情呢？
And when, what do I wish to do?
我在教会里的职分是什么？
And what was the duty I have in the church?
就是希望因着我自己读圣经的缘故，影响弟兄姊妹也都来读圣经。
And is that when, because I am so interested in Bible, I want to influence you that you will be also interested in reading Bible.
主耶稣为什么能够在艰难的时候仍然继续坚持他的职分？
Now why, what do you think Jesus can do that during this, the most difficult time, can still hold on to and to do his own work?
因为第七章告诉我们为什么。
Because in chapter 7, it told us.
他说信我的人要从他的腹中流出活水的江河来。
Because he said, those who believe in me, in the believers, and then the living water shall come out of the bosom.
活水在里面，所以能侍奉。
Because of the living water is within, so that we can serve him.
前个礼拜我们在家庭聚会里面，我听见王蒙恩弟兄做一点见证。
And last week in our home meeting, I heard our brother Mark give some testimony.
我也听见包容姊妹做一点见证。
And I heard some testimony from our sister Shi.
我觉得他们里面有活水的江河。
And I do believe they have this living stream inside of them.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看。为什么我们需要天天读经，天天祷告，生根立基在耶稣基督里面？
You see why we have to read the Bible every day and why we have to pray every day so that we will set root in Jesus' word.
是叫你能够得到力量。
And so that you can have the power.
不仅在教会里面是否能够刚强。
Not only you will be able to be strong in serving in the church.
在你每天的工作里面你也得到力量，能够做好你的本分。
And also in your very, very, in your own work, in the secular work, that you will be able to do good job.
你是个工程师吗？
Are you an engineer?
你是一个做 computer 的吗？
Are you a computer engineer?
或者你开餐馆？
Or you open up a restaurant?
不管你是什么行业。
Doesn't matter which line of work you're doing.
神的意思是要叫你先借着他的话语，生根立基在他的里面。
What the Lord wants you to do is that through his word that you really set root in his strength.
叫你借着祷告，生根立基在他的里面。
And through prayer that you will set root in him.
你是职分是服侍人的吗？
Now, if your job is to serve someone,
不管你的职分是什么，
it doesn't matter.
当你生根立基在人里面的时候，你在耶稣基督里的时候，你就有力量。
Now, when you set root in Jesus, then you will have power.
弟兄姊妹们，上个礼拜、前个礼拜，邱仁山弟兄做了一点 survey， 做了一点调查。
And our brother Jeffrey made some survey earlier.
好多弟兄姊妹都有难处。
And a lot of people have problems.
他也做了一点调查，有多少人读圣经的
？And he also made some survey about how many people are reading the Bibles.
他发现读圣经的人都有祷告。
And he find out that those who read the Bible, they all pray.
祷告的人有些都不读圣经。
And some people who pray but does not really read the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我，我是一个头脑的人。
And you forgive me to say this.
我从前是读物理，并且做实验物理的。
And I'm a physicist, and I was doing experimental physicist.
所以每一个数据我都要拿来研究，它分析一下到底这个数据什么意义。
So all the data I collected, I want to analyze it, and I want to figure out what does it really mean.
让我分析给你看，这两个原因，这两个数字不同在哪里。
And let me analyze why this we have this kind of outcome.
有些人也祷告。
Some people pray.
有些人又读经又祷告。
Some people read the Bible and pray.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
那些读圣经的人是因着读圣经的话，看见亮光照在自己的需要，照在自己的软弱上面，因此谦谦卑卑的到神面前祷告，求神把他的话语给我们，让我们吸收。
Those who read the Bible and then they would find out that this word,
And see the light,
then, so that they'll come humbly before the Lord and pray that the Lord will open up the Bible so that we can understand.
那些只祷告不读经的人呢?
Those who only pray and did not read the Bible.
我相信他祷告也有原因。
Are the ones that I believe they have a reason to pray.
因为他有许多的难处，难处把他逼到主的面前，不能不祷告了。
Because they have so many difficulties and press them before the Lord that they have to pray.
弟兄姊妹，你们认为我的分析有没有道理?
Now, do you think this makes sense?
那么这样的情形怎么不同呢?
And what's the difference between these two situations?
那些只祷告不读经的人，当他的难处过去以后，不会再去祷告。
Because those who only pray and did not read the Bible after the problem is passed, they won't pray anymore.
因为祷告没有变成他的生命。
Because the prayer is not the life.
你的需要从自己出来的，永远不能被满足。
Because the need, when that need is coming out of yourself, that will never be satisfied.
但弟兄姊妹，如果你下定决心好好读圣经的话，大有盼望，因为神的话会改变你的生命。
But if you really want to make up your mind to really read the word, and then you have great hope because the word will change your life.
弟兄姊妹们，教会的光景跟弟兄姊妹读经的情形有很大的影响。
And the situation of a whole church has a lot to do with how we read the Bible.
我们新进来的同工范姊妹在主的面前非常有负担。
And our new co-workers, our sister Hope Fang, have a great burden in the Lord.
他告诉我做地方，你看邱弟兄报告说有这么多人，有家庭的问题，有经济的问题，各式各样的问题。
You see, he's a brother's child. You see from the survey, we see all kinds of problems that we have.
他说我要去看望他们，他也请我一起看他。
And I want to visit them, and also she want me to go with her.
我知道我也应该去看望。
And I know I should go.
但是我却知道看望不会解决你的问题。
But I do believe visitation is not going to solve your problem.
你已经有答案，知道怎么能解决问题。
You already have the answer to solve your problem.
神的话是你生命的力量。
Because God's word is the power of your life.
用你愿意来读圣经，从里面得到供应的时候，你会得到恢复。
Only through when you are willing to read the Bible, then you will be provided and you shall be fed by God's word.
没有力量，没有关系。等到你过了一段时间，神的话会向你解开，你一定得到力量。
In the beginning, it might not have much effect.And then gradually, God's word is going to open up to you and definitely will solve your problem.
今天早晨 Johnny 也不在这里。
This morning, Johnny's not here.
我非常欢喜这个年轻人。
I love him so.
不是因为他从五岁就我就开始教他。
It's not because he's with us ever since he's 5 years old.
而是因为他今年告诉我他要读圣经。
But because he told me that he really wanted to spend time in the word.
而且过一段时间我就跟他 check 一下看看他有没有读。
And I check periodically with him.
他告诉我今年年底一定可以读完一遍圣经。
And he told me that by the end of this year, he will surely finish one time, read the Bible over.
弟兄姊妹，你说我会不会喜欢他?
Now, do you think I really like him because of this?
我的女儿到东岸去了。
My daughter went to the East Coast.
哦，我要解释一下为什么 Johnny 今天没有来哈，你们不要误会他今天不偷懒不来聚会。
And I want to explain to you why Johnny's not here today, so that you won't say that he's just being lazy not to come Sunday.
因为他去参加学校里面的一个基督徒退休会。
Because he went to a Christian retreat at school.
你们年轻人不要误会啊，我对你们非常关心，非常注意。
And young people don't make any mistakes because I really pay attention to you.
我的女儿到哈佛读书去了。
My girl went to Harvard.
我本来想要不要讲哈佛两个字。
At first, I really wanted to omit that the name of the school.
这是我第一次公开在讲台上告诉你们说我女儿去哈佛。其实你们早就知道了。
Now, this is the first time I said it on pulpit, and actually, you all know.
我不讲的原因很简单，因为不愿意人把所有重心、注意力放在学校这么好的学校上面。
Because the reason I don't want to mention it, because I don't want you to pay attention to the name, the big name of the school.
我讲他的故事给你们听也是有原因的。
And the reason I want to mention her is also I have a reason.
因为他写信回来告诉我有一个要求。
Because she wrote back and she asked me something.
他说爸爸，你能不能把从前你讲耶利米书的录音带寄一份给我？
She said, Dad, would you please send me all the tapes that you preach about the Jeremiah? Send that set of tape to me.
我是一个侍奉主的人，我也是一个父亲。
And I am a servant of God and I'm also a father.
让我告诉你，我对他的喜悦不是因为他进了哈佛。
And let me tell you, the reason I love her is not because she went to Harvard.
而是因为她在主的面前有心要读圣经。
Because she has the heart to read the Bible.
当然她可以从很多地方得到耶利米书讲义，读耶利米书得到帮助。
Of course, it's very easy for her to get help and get the message from the book of Jeremiah elsewhere.
但她父亲要录音带，父亲当然更加开心一点。
And when she asked the tape from me, of course, I'm very, very happy.
我讲了我女儿的事情 ,equal time for every young people.
And equal time for all the young people after I mentioned my girl.
刚才我讲 Johnny 的事情。
I talk about Johnny.
你们不要以为因为他特别会翻译所以我请他翻译。不是的。
And don't think just because she's great in doing interpretation, I asked him to do that.
而是我要给他鼓励叫他知道说侍奉主是最要紧的事情。
And rather, I want to encourage him to tell him that to serve the Lord is the most important thing.
果然另外有一位弟兄说就是说下一次以后我要跟你翻译。
Indeed. And there's another brother said that next time I will interpret for you.
可惜这个机会以后可能不太多。
And I feel very sorry because we don't have much of this opportunity.
因为有些老年人就是说讲到要翻译太麻烦了，希望少年人出去。
And there's some elderly thinking that the interpretation is taking too much time. It's better to have the young people to go out.
其实我的心是积极的，如果他们出去，我就跟去。
But actually, it's all right because if they go out, and I will go follow.
为什么？我也希望能够讲一些信息，叫他们在他们的程度上更容易吸收的。
Because indeed, I want to preach to them some messages that's on their level that's easier for them to absorb.
等一下，我这里讲完之后要去教小孩子。
And after I preach here, I will go to the children's.
我相信我也可以教小孩子。
And I believe I can teach the kids.
我可以教年长的，也可以教小孩子。
And I do believe I can teach the elderly and I can teach the kids.
我告诉你，最难教的是少年人。
Let me tell you, the hardest one is the young people.
他们是我的挑战。
They are my challenge.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.